Welcome. This is Kirsten Hecker, integrative health professional and counselor in New York. As part of the Novel Ideas Forum at Penguin Random House, I shared a guided centering experience, which I'd like to share with you. In today's fast-paced world, many of us juggle work and personal life while processing floods of information. To no surprise, we feel overwhelmed, yearning to find the off button for our brain. Connecting to felt sense is a great counterbalance. With it, we create new neural pathways that will leave us feeling calm, centered, and embodied. Let's begin. Please find a chair and sit comfortably. Move your seat all the way back so you're sensing your spine touching the back of the chair. If you cannot reach the back, please choose a pillow for support behind your middle back. You will want your pelvis naturally balanced beneath your spine. Your feet hip-width apart. To be more comfortable, please take off your shoes. Now, sitting in the chair, sense how much energy is in your head. Give it a number, perhaps it's 70% or 80%. This is just for you to know. Now rest your hands on your lap with your palms down. Since much of your sensing is seeing, I'd like you to close your eyes so you can better sense. If that is not comfortable, close them lightly. Slow down to your own sensing. Now sitting, sense how the chair is supporting you. Which part of you is touching the chair? Do both sides of yourself make the same imprint on the chair? Explore. And rest. Now bring your attention to your feet. Sense your feet touching the ground. If you could draw a line through the center of you, are both feet turned out the same way? Or is one closer to the center? Now I'd like you to sense your right foot and slowly move it forward on the ground as if you are moving through honey. Ever so slowly, forward and backward. Can you sense what else is moving as you move your foot forward and backward? Perhaps you can sense what initiates the movement. Could it be when you slide your foot forward, there is more weight on the ball of your foot? And when you move it back, there's more weight in your heel? Sense. How much does this movement go up within yourself? And rest. What changed? Does the right side of your body feel different from the left? Now let's switch to the left foot and sense it touching the ground. Slowly, ever so slowly, move your left foot forward. Could you make the movement even slower so that you can sense which other parts of you are involved as you move your foot forward and backward? Which part of your foot initiates the process when your foot slides forward? And which part initiates the movement when it slides back? How far does this movement go within yourself? And rest. Now, with your palms on your lap, I'd like you to sense your right palm. With your palm down on your right leg, please slide your hand slowly forward. Very slowly. It can just be an inch. And slide it slowly backward. Sense what else is moving as your hand is slowly sliding forward. How far does this action resonate? Now sense your right palm touching your right leg. Sense how it feels as your right palm is touching your leg. And now reverse. Sense your leg touching your palm. Leg touching your palm. Can you sense how your brain processes this differently? And on your own time, reverse this process. On the forward movement, you can have your palm sensing your leg. And on the backward movement, your leg touching your palm. And rest. Now sense your left hand on your left leg. With your palm down, let your hand slowly move forward on your leg and back. Make the forward and backward movement equally slow. Explore how far this movement resonates. Now sense your left palm touching your leg. Sense the quality of touch as it touches your left leg. And let's reverse the sensing. Sense your left leg touching your left palm. Leg touching your palm. And on your own time, reverse this process a few times. Slowly. Leg touching your palm and palm touching your leg. And rest. What changed? Now we are moving up in the spine to your head. Please turn your head slowly to the right as if you are looking over your shoulder. And back to the center. Ever so slowly, so that there is no noise. And again, as you're moving your head to the right, what becomes longer and what becomes shorter? How far does this movement resonate inside of you? Could it be that you can sense it all the way in your abdomen? And rest. Now I'd like you to turn your head to the left and slowly back to the center. Is there a difference in the quality between turning your head to the left versus the right? Now slowly turning your head to the left, where else in your body can you sense the movement? How far does turning your head to the left resonate inside of you? And again, turning your head to the left and back to the center. And rest. Now, still with your eyes closed, slowly turn your eyes to the right and back to the center. And again, slowly turning your eyes to the right and slowly back to the center. And reverse. Slowly turn your eyes to the left and back to the center. And again. Slowly to the left and back to the center. Can you sense this all the way in your abdomen? Let's explore. One time, move your eyes to the right, and then all the way through the center to the left. One time, move your eyes to the right, and then all the way through the center to the left, and back to the center. And rest. And now, head turning slowly to your right, while eyes slowly turning to the left and back to the center. And reverse. Head turning slowly to the left, with eyes slowly moving to the right, and back to the center. And one more time. Head turning slowly to your right, while eyes slowly turning to the left. And now, head slowly turning to the left, with eyes moving slowly to the right, and center. And rest. Now sense your breath. Sense your inhale and your exhale. Where does your breath go inside of you? Where does it not go? Follow your breath for a while, inhaling and exhaling, sensing where your breath goes. And rest. Rest in yourself. In a few moments, please slowly open your eyes. First, looking downward toward the ground. then slowly lifting your head up, orienting yourself in the room. Slowly. Now reflect back to the beginning. How much activity is now in your head? How much of you are you occupying now? From this space, how would you engage with others? How would you listen? How would you make decisions? Here is what I learned. In a society where much of our time is spent in our thinking brain, slowing down to my own sensing provides a resource for overall well-being. Start your day with this guided sensing experience and come back to it anytime during the day to relax, reconnect, or simply calm your nervous system. For more inspiration and learning on how to create calm through whole mind-body integration, go to myindigomuse.com. Thank you.